You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Everybody want to know what I would do if I didn't win. I guess we'll never know.
So keep it locked. I don't get enough of it. Jesus just rose again.
Listen to the kids.
Welcome to Watching the Throne,
a lyrical analysis of Kanye West.
My name is Chris Lambert.
And my name is Travis Bean, and we have a very, very special episode today, don't we, Chris?
Yes, we are lucky enough to be helping the artist formerly known as the world-famous Tony Williams, now world-famous, premiere his new song, Skin I'm In. World-famous, thank you for being here today.
Man, thank you guys for having me. I'm excited about the new record. You know, it's been a while, but so just thanks. Good morning, guys.
Morning. Can you tell us a little bit about the song before we play it for everybody?
Sure. Just it's an offering that I was compelled to release as Black History Month draws to an end. And, I just feel like as an artist, you know, we get so caught up in, you know, offering, you know, these bops, if you will, you know, songs that make people feel and move a certain way. But sometimes I just feel compelled to release something with some real meaning and some real depth and substance to it. So it's something that it's very important to me, in a period, you know, where we have things such as, you know, necessary as a movement such as Black Lives Matter. And hopefully, you know, I'd like to play the song and then hopefully we can expound some more on, the depth as far as what this means to me and what that type of movement means to me as a Black artist.
Well, with that, let's play the song.
Pull up, boy, it ain't as black and white as they be trying to make it seem when niggas riot. They had wanted all the silent when water fountains had a sign in. Only whites to come inside till finally we decided to speak up, bust on fire, wait. Please don't open fire, wait. How our lives get took away and white boy took the Burger King. Right after murdering half of the church during service, I'm worried the Lord isn't worried. Every time another gets buried, I worry about you.
You're the one they know about you, baby. You're the one that's why I worry about you. Crazy. You're the one they know about you, baby. You're the one that's why I worry about you, crazy.
Colored boy, I worry about you. Why the police so concerned about us? Can you avoid the world around you when the penitentiary don't work without us? Hey, colored boy, they heard about ya. Trying to keep the leaves from turning brown. We can't afford a world without us. See, the truth is coming to the surface now.
Yeah, little black boy, you are that light, that joy, that sight of God in the flesh. And they know exactly who you are. That's why they put a target on your chest and your back against the wall. Get fat off the fruits of your labor and promote pride. Pushing like you outside selling final calls. Cop cars sound alarms in pursuit of you, alarmed by your brilliance, abilities, and resilience to break barriers while carrying the heavy burden of just being you. Black boy.
No other day like Friday. In the club, warming up. That's why these long Sunday rides on sunny days provide pro weekend.
Yeah, black men go and project that strength, cause they saw that sphinx and try to change his face. They know you fit the description and resemblance of kings. Don't want you to know what you was born to be in that royalty flow in your veins. They teach you the opposite of who you are, but use that flaw against you in a court of law. For all things
is in divine order. Your DNA is sort of majestic, and you've been blessed with that warrior gene.
How it would be inspiring
to see
all of the things Black Pride brings.
Yeah, I think that's so exciting. I really love how dynamic the parts of it are, and just, man, there's so much going on there. This is Chris. can you talk a bit about just the origin of the song? Like, how did this idea come to you?
Oh, wow. Well, you know, when I think about it, you know what comes to mind? There was a song on College Dropout, and I'm sure you guys will be able to point directly to the record. But one of Ye's verses in it goes something like, I get down for my grandfather who took my mama to eat in that restaurant where white folks didn't want to sit. At the tender age of 7, she was arrested for the sit-in. And with that in my veins, I was born to be different. It's something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty close. But yeah, the significance of that is that grandfather that Kanye was referencing is the grandfather that he and I both share. So he's my grandfather as well. So our family, you know, unbeknownst to many people who think, because Kanye was raised in Chicago, our family roots were basically in Oklahoma City. And there was a very significant movement or practice of sit-ins during the civil rights period. And those in Birmingham, Alabama, and places like that were probably more known, but there was a sit-in movement in Oklahoma City that was very significant during that time. And my grandfather and my parents and Kanye, as well as my dad and my aunt, who was Kanye's mom, Dr. Donda West, were kids that were involved in those sit-ins. So, you know, when Kanye concludes that verse with that in my blood, I was born to be different. Well, first of all, it's a side of me that doesn't get to get talked about much, but it's a side of me that I'm extremely proud of. And I think to know me as a person, to know me personally is to know me intimately. And so for that reason, you know, with interpersonal relationships, it's a side of me that, you know, I don't dilute or I choose not to gentrify. It's like to know this is a part of me and these are my beliefs. And this is how I feel about certain things. You know, like I said, it's a side of me I'm extremely proud of. And I think I choose to utilize my platform at certain times to say something of substance. And I've never done like a Christmas record. I've never done a Valentine specific love record. But I just felt very strongly about this sentiment and want to put it out. In fact, I've had this song for a while in some form, and I've always wanted to put it out during Black History Month. So it finally happened.
That's great. And can you tell us a bit about who you've collaborated with for the song? I know Cure for Paranoia and Mama Soul are on there. Can you tell us a bit about just how the song came together with them and how you built the song to what it is?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, for me to tell the story alone would only give, one person's perspective. So I wanted to give a perspective from a much broader Black experience. Mm-hmm. Mama Soul is the artist that I collaborated with on one of my previous projects, Sombroff, or Some of My Best Rappers Are Friends, the mixtape. There was a song called Hero in the Morning, actually. We've actually collaborated on a couple of records, but that one comes to mind off the bat. It's actually one of my favorite poets / MCs out of Flint, Michigan. One of the most woke conscious poets that I know. I definitely thought it was pertinent that I bring her in on the record to really drive some depth from a conscious perspective on the record. And then there's the song is co-produced along with myself by some friends of mine back in Dallas, the Institute. And out of that production group is actually a soul infused hip hop group called Cure for Paranoia. The first verse is a rap by Cameron McLeod from the group Cure for Paranoia on the record that just gives, perspective from, actually someone from the subject of the record being young Black America, and just their POV, which is where the record is told from, and their experience. Well, first of all, the record is about just going out and partying on the weekend. The Black experience, like that, innately, part of our experience, and just the inherent dangers in just going out for some innocent fun on a weekend. And where we have statistics that support going out for some innocent fun and you ending up locked up behind bars, or much worse, not even returning home. So Cameron gives his POV from the perspective of young Black America just, out for a weekend of innocent fun and the inherent dangers that one might face. So, yeah, I really felt that his perspective was quite necessary on the record.
I think that's one of the things that both Travis and I were kind of geeking out about when we were talking about the record yesterday, was just the various perspectives that each speaker brings. Like Cameron's zeitgeist of the current, relationship between past and present, your words about speaking about just like the weekend and the ability to kind of have this idealized experience of just, can we just exist and not have to worry about this stuff? And then also having Mama Soul come in and really provide the power that she provides and the perspective she provides. It's just, everybody's playing such a great role on the record. It's exciting.
I was having a conversation in a room of writers I was working with. We were in a writing session doing a record called Unity, which was, the basic sentiment was just bringing cultures and races together in unity. And in that discussion, my perspective was, being realistic about it, the subject of unity is great, but at the end of the day, from a Black person's perspective, I think our innate desire is, unity is fine, but at this point, the message that we want to drive home is just, whether we unite or not, just please don't shoot us. you know.
Yeah. I wanted to ask generally, and this might seem like a stupidly broad question, but I just want to ask, like, what the song means to you ultimately, especially with it being Black History Month, because I just think art has this amazing ability to create perspective for people in a way that just other methods can't. Like, I've gone to a few Black History Month themed art exhibits around Chicago, and it really just creates such insight and such empathy in a way that just other methods can't. And I just wondered what it means to you to put out a song like this and to infuse it with how you feel about the subject.
Yeah, it was significant for me as an artist, first of all. I think it's important for me that people understand that part of me as a person, and to understand my depth and where I come from and what my path has been. I mean, I remember the civil rights movement. If you go to Oklahoma City, the NAACP headquarters in Oklahoma City, there's a granite monument with all the civil rights leaders from Malcolm X to Martin Luther King. Well, my grandfather, Portwood Williams Sr., and my father, Portwood Williams Jr., have their faces actually etched in the granite monument. So it's a very important piece of my experience. Mm-hmm. And so it's a part of who I am that I'm extremely proud of. And as an artist, I think when there are things that we are proud of that are positive and we can communicate through our art, I think it's an amazing thing. And you know, I think it's important to me to be an artist that shows some depth, and that is a part of my depth.
And what do you hope others take away from the song when they listen to it? Is it a certain feeling, a certain message, both?
Other than, you know, what's interesting about it, there's a message in it, but it has that really feel good tone and feel from 70s R&B or soul music that I was raised on. And also there were lots of messages in those early 70s, you know, R&B songs from Marvin Gaye records, like The Ecology, What's Going On, and things of that nature. And so we always had, you know, messages in those songs. And I think the accompanying track in music marries so perfectly with the music. And so in that, you know, I felt the need to bring light to the question, why do these implicit biases and stereotypes exist? And when I say implicit biases and stereotypes, that's those stereotypes, for example, I can think of, like the Michael Brown case, where, you know, you have a guy that was ended up a black youth that was ended up dead because a police officer felt a certain degree of intimidation, you know, by him, because the kid was like 6'5" or whatever. And it's like those are those things where we develop these stereotypes of racism that we're not even aware of, you know. So there's this inherent fear, you know, based on a stereotype that creates this thing that has had creates these statistics where we're finding so many, you know, black youth that are killed at the hands of police or the people that are supposed to protect us, you know. And so, you know, I feel that it's necessary to ask those questions, you know, why do these implicit biases and stereotypes, why do they exist? And what can we do to change them? So, you know, I hope the listener gets that from the record. And, you know, I hope that's what he walks away with. And, you know, we come together and think about solution and how do we change that, those ideas.
Yeah, I totally got that. I think it's a beautiful song and you captured all of that perfectly.
Yeah, and so there was another collaboration, also collaborated on the artwork I'm excited about. We've got four different artworks that we're releasing the music with for different platforms. But my artist / artistic director, London-based, Pakistani-born Islam Izzo, I'm sorry, Islam Yassin. I call him Izzle. That's his nickname. but I've been collaborating with him since, once again, some of my best rappers are friends, mixtape. He did the artwork for my song Blazing High. That was the Wale and Macklemore collaboration. And he absolutely killed that. And I used him on several other songs in that project. But yeah, so I'm excited to be collaborating with him again on the artwork. So, you know, just shout out to Islam on the incredible art.
Well, so what after this, what more can people expect from World Famous?
Yeah, so I recently signed a new artist deal with Sidewalk Records, which out of Nashville, Tennessee, which is an arm of Curb Records. And finally, the follow-up to King of the Fool Volume 1 is set to release. The next single entitled Everybody Knows should be coming out. I don't want to give a specific date, but hopefully it'll be coming out in the next month or within the month, I should say. So I'm excited about that. So I guess what I'm saying is this is, I'm not going to stop after this release. It's like, you know, gear up. And it's been a long time coming. So, you know, I've got projects lined up and ready. So, you know, I'm not stopping here. Here it comes.
Hell yeah.
I know Travis knows this, but last year, when I got to interview you, Tony, you were kind enough to play me some sampling of songs from that record. And honestly, I enjoyed every single one. I've been looking forward to this project ever since. So I can't wait to put it on and like relive some of those moments, because it just the soundscapes again. And just like with this song, every song's so dynamic in terms of the voices you choose to include, where the songs go. It's people are going to be in for a treat.
Yeah, and you know, you mentioned that I played that for you like a year ago. So I had the challenge of actually going back and revisit it with the being on the brink of releasing it and just going in and analyzing song for song and just ensuring that the album aged well. And you know, I pride myself on being a classic artist. And so fortunately, the album and every song aged really well. So we're actually just going in, opening up every song, tweaking, just making sure that, you know, sonic sound and just doing a few little tweaks, remixing and things of that nature, just to make sure the album still feels really fresh. And so, yeah, I'm excited about the album. It's sounding amazing. And yeah, it's coming soon. I hope everybody enjoys it as much as you did, Chris.
Nice. Nice. Well, I think that does it. Tony, thank you. World Famous, thank you so much for joining us here today and letting us help be part of the premiere of Skin I'm In. It's been a treat.
Man, thank you so much. I appreciate you, like I said, facilitating this for me. I hope everybody enjoys the record. And also, this record, you know, currently, you know, we're just releasing it. It's just a SoundCloud record. But, you know, not only is the song like a bop, if you will, but it's necessary and relevant. So, you know, it's a message that's really dear to me. So, you know, I'm encouraging all my fans, just, man, please share the record with as many, you know, people that you can for me, just to, you know, help me get the song and the message out. I just think it's really relevant and important.
Great. Well, then, everybody, stay wavy.
Keep it loopy.
Why you think that trying to